next few days as we close out June and head into the start of July. It'll feel like we're backtracking almost to late spring, but it'll be comfortable out. Partly sunny today, the high 69. Quite chilly tonight. Jacket or sweater needed if you're going out. 48 inland, 56 lakeside. Then tomorrow, a little warmer than today, with sunshine going to 75. Then Thursday, more cloudiness, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late, high 79, and then dry weather will resume to close out the week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, 63 degrees, 61 Burlington, Milwaukee 60, 60 in Racine. Again, the National Weather Service with a beach hazard statement for dangerous swimming conditions through early this evening on Lake Michigan from Sheboygan to Waukegan, including Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
What's dangerous about it?
Well, the wave action.
There's some serious wave action going on.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern. Like possible rip currents.
It looks like it could snow out there. It just got that look.
Really?
You don't get this in Florida during the summer. You don't get a break. This is beautiful. High of 69 today. Nice.
Some people would disagree.
Why?
It's because they like that hot weather.
Yeah, well,
don't do that.
I just hit the microphone. That's in broadcasting that 101.
Thing, that thing right in front of you?
In front of my nose. So did you hear that Great Britain left the European Union?
When did that happen?
People are freaking out about it. But listen to this
Well, certainly they're freaking out, especially here with their 401k plans.
Exactly. Why? I mean,
because you're losing money.
No, I understand that. But why do they do a sell-off like this? It's just I don't understand
why the reaction to it.
Yeah, I mean these are supposed to be sophisticated men and women who are controlling the markets and making the decisions, and they just freak out all the time.
And all you can do is describe it as fears. They're basing it on fears.
That's a good point. But you would have thought that the folks in the UK would have been a little bit more informed as to what might happen. After the vote was announced, was that on Thursday morning last week?
Friday morning.
A huge uptick from the UK in Google searches. What happens if we leave the European Union?
You didn't know?
This is after the fact.
Well, yeah.
This is what they call seller's remorse. We're seeing it right now played out on a world stage. I mean, it's not like the UK wasn't a country all by itself for a long time. Everything's going to be just fine.
Eventually.
Eventually. If people will just take a chill pill, for goodness sakes. I think it's all about control. I really do. I mean, that's why a preponderance of voters in the UK voted to leave. They were sick of being controlled by the bureaucrats in Brussels. And, you know, originally the common market was just supposed to be an economic union. And then it got all cloudy and mixed up in politics and rules and laws and regulations that people that were living in places like the UK. I mean, there's similar movements in places like Germany and France and Italy.
Oh, yeah.
These people are not happy about having to bail out countries like Greece and Spain. And really, who can blame them?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough that we have to bail out places like Puerto Rico. Look what's happening in Illinois, just to the south of us.
We're bailing out Illinois?
Well, I mean, if the federal government gets involved, some of our money's going to go to Illinois. There is a major road that I travel on a lot when I go to Chicago. It's called Deerfield Road. You see the exit when you're driving south on the I, or north, as the case may be. It is completely torn up. And it's a major road from the interstate to Highland Park. They just announced last week that the state of Illinois has run out of money. They're not going to be able to finish the construction. I mean, it's like third world stuff. It's really incredible. But the good news, Tom, is that the Cubs won again yesterday. Did you see that?
I was watching. They were down 5-0 at one point, and I'm thinking, oh boy, this is not going well, but wow. Chris Bryant had a little bit of a night, didn't
Chris
he?
Bryant set a major league record. I love it. Baseball's been going on for 150 years. And when a major league baseball record is established, that's really saying something. And last night, the Cubs, he used to be their third baseman. Now I guess you call him a utility player. He played three positions last night. And he hit three home runs and two doubles. He accounted for 16 runs.
That's amazing.
I mean, 16 bases, excuse me. 16 bases.
16 total bases, yeah.
That was incredible. There has never been a player in Major League history to hit three home runs and hit two doubles in one game.
One of them nights.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, let us find out what else is happening in the world of sports next on WRJN.
Help your cows beat the summer heat with Generator direct-fed microbials from BioVet. Generator contains three types of beneficial bacteria that support appetite, production, and